Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Scott Arnaud is our guest. Scott's a great friend of ours, the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find him online. He helps a lot of people, corporate and individuals, but with their cybersecurity education and help, and does a lot of public speaking on the topic. He's one of the leading experts on the planet. In the area of cybersecurity and privacy as well, which is what we want to talk about this segment, Scott. The Congress is working on a national privacy policy bill. Tell us about that.
Well, this is something that's been sort of a pipe dream for years because, you know, Congress, you can't get them to agree on the time of day.
Right.
And as a result of them not being able to sort of come together on this for years now, what has arisen is a patchwork of state laws. There are now they're mostly data breach notification laws, but there are 50 in all 50 states and another four in various territories, and they're not identical.
Huh.
And now laws are coming out which
no standards of any kind.
Related. Yeah, and you can imagine for companies, compliance is not easy.
Right.
And there's one coming out in particular called the California Consumer Privacy Act.
Of course, from California.
Yep. That's coming out. Well, California also had the first data breach notification rule about 10 years
right.
ago. But the CCPA came after a European law we've spoken about called GDPR.
General
Data Protection Regulation. And between the two of those, it's gotten business to say, maybe we should stop opposing this and try and get a unified standard, which is so much easier
that we can work, that we can live with, that does the job and that we can deal with.
And the trick you're running into here is now the details. As you know, it's almost a cliche to say the Republican version from Chairman Roger Wicker out of Mississippi is, of course, a little more business-focused.
Yeah.
Ranking member is Democrat Maria Cantwell from Washington. Hers is a little more consumer-focused. The two main sticking points you're running into right now are what's called preemption, which is whether this law automatically wipes out all state laws or whether it does not. They both versions agree on if it's a state law that contradicts the federal law controls. The difference is Chairman Wicker's version basically has more of a, well, if it's just not identical to this, it's also gone. So it would wipe out the CCPA, for example.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is best? Do you think typically I like the state incubator programs, but I want this. That would, to me, it seems like you wind up with a Wild Wild West kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, you need a bit of a happy medium. A lot of it depends on how they approach the regulations that go with it, and that's going to be under the FTC. I don't think either version is 100% correct, personally, but it's nice that they're at least the point they're talking about it. There was a public hearing about it last Wednesday. They're actually moving in the right direction, which, you know, it's been years people have been talking about.
Anytime the government gets involved, the Luddite, backward, technologically backward government gets involved in regulating forward-thinking regulations for technology, that just makes me cringe. It scares me to death because they can't even manage their own business, let alone try to get involved in ours. This is a scary scenario, isn't it?
It is. The flip side is if they take a, well, we'll let business figure it out approach, which has been the approach to this point, you run into problems, as you've noted in one of your recent books, that business can just take advantage of
any data they
want. Because
we also don't want Google and Facebook and Amazon sitting there dividing this up either.
Exactly. This is where you run into the, well, let's find a way to get forward because the need is there. You can't get rid of this.
Could there not be a Congress put together some like a an ICANN kind of a Congress that would be together of people that would be, you know, fair-minded people who are experts who would come up with something that everybody that would protect big companies and small companies and the consumers. Looks like it'd be something like that, like a Grace Commission kind of a project. What do you think?
I like the idea, and there have been attempts. The trick is you kind of need the government to step in and codify those attempts.
Okay, well, let the government take the findings of the Congress and codify those.
Yeah, absolutely. To an extent, that's how you wound up with the GDPR. With all the things that are now codified there as requirements used to be suggestions, and initially the suggestions weren't really followed, and that's how you wound up with the law in place.
But the GDPR goes too far, doesn't it? Doesn't GDPR go too far? Is it too onerous?
I don't know if I'd say too onerous. In some ways, it's hard to tailor it because it is such a broad law.
Yeah.
And, of course, at this point, it becomes a question of how it's enforced because you have 28 different member states,
right,
each enforcing it their own way.
Well, it's it's GDPR enforcing against the world. That's the other thing. As we wrap up this segment, where do you think the government is? Where is Congress at right now in this thing? How close are they?
They're as close as they've ever been. They're right now at a point where they're actually having open hearings. There are multiple versions of bills. The two main ones, obviously, are from Wicker and Cantwell.
Right.
I think they're, you know, originally they were trying to get it done by year's end so they could stop the
Never
CCPA
happened.
From coming into divorce. Yeah, exactly. Not going to happen. I think there's a legit shot they might get it done this Congress. I don't know. Hopefully.
At politics.
The end of the day, it's just easier for companies to comply with if there's one standard as opposed
politics
to 54.
Politics will get involved. So, folks, watch for the national privacy effort that's going on right now and might want to start tracking that. We'll get Scott to keep us posted on how it's going. Scott Arno and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.